Gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and yes, even the cheat codes that I use every single day to run and grow my businesses from here in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. This week here on the porch, we are talking about living our life through an algorithm. I have told you all week, everything you consume, if it's on your phone, if it's on your TV, if it's on your computer, it is coming through an algorithm. Period, full stop. If you don't understand that, if you don't believe that, you need to understand that that's a very naive point of view, and it's going to cost you a lot in the long run. All of the social media platforms are feeding you information that they know you want to see based off of all the data they've accumulated about you. The AI platforms are giving you information based off of patterns that it sees in the data that's been fed to it. It's also including feedback that you give it. If you tell it's a great answer, or if you tell it that its answer sucks, it's going to adjust what it's feeding you based off of those things. The algorithm that many of you are highly familiar with is the one from Google. The one that gives you answers when you go and you type in a question to the internet. Google has been the behemoth in this space for 25 years. They absolutely ambushed and overtook Yahoo. They have had dominance in this marketplace over a long time period. One thing that some people don't understand is that their algorithm is constantly evolving. Things that mattered a year ago may not have as much relevance now. Things that happened 10 years ago in that algorithm can be completely eliminated today. We see search engine result pages changing over time because of this evolvement of their algorithm as they have better honed in on what characteristics that users of the internet exhibit to indicate high quality. How long someone spends on your page is as important as it's ever been. The experience that user has on your website is as important as it's ever been. Something that used to matter 5 years ago were backlinks and putting a single keyword into an article on your website. They don't matter a whole lot now, especially the single keyword stuffing. I see people still doing it. It doesn't matter. I will say gaming the system is harder than it's ever been because you can't just stuff a single keyword in a web page and have it rank. You can't just go acquire backlinks and have no content and still rank high. There is more content on the internet than there ever has been. The number of websites that proliferate every single day is growing exponentially. The amount of content on all those websites is growing at a similar pace. One thing that has stood the test of time and been the gold standard where Google's algorithm is concerned is that quality content that benefits the consumer is still the single most important thing. How they define that has evolved and changed, yes. Backlinks used to be an incredibly important way for them to measure whether or not your website was useful and good. It's of way less importance today than it was 10, 15 years ago. Quality content is defined as, is it engaging the user? Is it useful to the user? Is it unique to your website? Is it helpful to the user? Is it easy to comprehend by the average person who's looking for that answer? Is it visually appealing? Do you have a lot of that content on your website that shows you're an expert in that subject matter? Is your website easy to use? Does it load or does it frustrate people? Are there useful videos there? Are there images that get the point across? All of these things matter, and they matter way more now than they used to because the algorithm's evolvement has become more sophisticated in how they can discover it. These things matter more than stuffing that keyword, that place, or those backlinks on a page. You can still leverage those keywords, those places, those backlinks, but you need to have content that's engaging. You need to have a story that brings that consumer in and makes them go, oh, this makes sense. I know how to do this for myself now. If you're simply replicating something that someone else has done on another website and kind of try and make it your own, it's not going to be very unique. But if you can go deeper down rabbit holes and give people very specific answers to questions and be the pioneer of that unique answer, you will be rewarded handsomely. You need to be helpful to the person who is coming to your website. Can they get all of the answers that they need? Is it easy for them to comprehend? Think about scientific journals. Mark Roper has a fantastic YouTube channel that my 11-year-old loves to watch. He's highly engaging and entertaining. He's also taking those scientific principles that he knows and understands as an engineer and is making them relatable and easy to comprehend for my 11-year-old. He's also making it visually appealing. He's also got a lot of content. He's doing that a lot with his YouTube channel, but the same principles apply to the websites. These are the things that you have to think about to take advantage of that Google algorithm. It's why we've got hundreds of episodes here on the porch. If you know that you need to leverage these algorithms, tomorrow is going to be a benefit to you. We'll dig into some of the specifics of how to tactically approach them. But if you can't pick up enough in that episode tomorrow, Sprocket Expert Optimizations is here to help you long term. Go to sprocketops.com, hit the contact form, and let's have a conversation so that we can get your business leveraging these algorithms so that you can do more sales and make more money. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the tactics that you can deploy to leverage all of these algorithms. I'm Uncle Ron, and I'll see you here tomorrow on the porch.